Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for the Falcons report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted, A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Hope you're having a great day. Mike, you forgot to mention something in Guy Talk that you teased.
Yeah, I was telling Danny. I'm sorry I got sidetracked by my mother-in-law's formerly large breasts. But, George Wendt passed away. One of the great sitcom actors of all time, guys. Everyone loved Cheers. Everyone loved his appearances on Saturday Night Live. Apparently died in his sleep at age 76. Mm. And, again, just one of those lovable, sweet guys and one of those beloved character actors that did so well in film and in television.
Yeah, man, and it's important we mention that because that was such a monumental show and such a huge show. And certainly, you know, it's like Friends or Seinfeld, any of these shows, Mike, that we talk about that helped change TV, right? Cheers is one of those. And
right.
We all know the characters, and, you know, if you're not, you know, of a certain age and you're like, man, Cheers, go check it out. I always tell people, go watch a couple episodes, see what it's like. But, Mike, it's never like it is when it was at its height, right? Because you can go back now and binge all these shows, but it's, I don't know if it's the same as when everybody was watching it and everybody's talking about it, but you can still get a sense of it. But yeah, absolutely, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Hey, man, as we've been talking about the Braves back in action today, our Grant McCauley's going to join us coming up in less than 10 minutes. Stay there. We'll ask him about what Alex Anthopoulos had to say about Raisel Iglesias, that he's not that concerned about the way things have gone for him. Also, Ronald Acuna's return, and tonight it is Spencer Strider's return to the Hill. So we'll get into all of that with Grant and a lot more. As far as the Falcons are concerned, let me ask you this, because the owners are meeting up in Minneapolis today, tomorrow. We'll get more information. Today, they've already passed the resolution to allow NFL players to play in the 2028 Olympic Games in Los Angeles. And everybody's like, this is a big deal. It's great. It's great. Okay. Is it, Mike? I mean, I don't know. I don't want to downplay this. I get it. If I'm an NFL player, this may be my only opportunity. We're talking about flag football, by the way.
Right.
To potentially win a gold medal and do this, right? There's never going to be tackle football in the Olympics. But is this really a big deal? How many guys are we really talking about here? And I know guys can play for their respective countries, right. But what are we talking about?
I mean, here's the thing. Carl and I were talking about this. You want your best player going out for the tryouts for American flag football? No. The Olympics generally run around the time football season occurs, too.
Yes.
So that's going to eliminate anybody worth a damn. I don't want anybody who's like, for instance, I wouldn't want Drake London. I wouldn't want Darnell Mooney. Hell, I might not even
What's up,
Darnell? I might not even want Nick Nash doing it, man, if this guy makes the team. Our undrafted free agent who set all the receiving records this year. But let alone, you know, guys from your practice squad. To me, this is like one for guys that are playing in that old UFL. You know, that's, you know what? You guys love your UFL and your spring football. You guys can knock yourself out. Make that part of your tryout process for our flag football. Because I just can't imagine any owner, any coach, any personnel guy wanting extra wear and tear that isn't contributing directly to his team for his player.
Yeah.
Hell, we've taken away the Pro Bowl, for crying out loud.
Well, let me ask you. I mean, like, and we're not, but ask 76er fans, and I have, how they feel about Joel Embiid participating in last year's Olympics and really knowing that he was not 100% and then ultimately missing all of the season. He played 30 games, Mike, and their season went to crap. I mean, like, part of that is Joel pushed himself to play in the Olympics because he had to be a part of it, and then it hurt the team that really the fans, you know, that's what they care about is an NBA championship. They don't care about an Olympic gold medal. I only use that as an example to say I don't know how this is going to impact some players. I don't want any of our guys playing, but I don't know. Everybody's like, this is such a big deal. Is it?
No, I just – look, I don't want to sound like I'm out of touch because I get it. Flag football is grown leaps and bounds.
No, it's not a criticism of flag football.
Because the initiative – I mean, we all loved it as kids, but then we want to watch real football on Sunday and college football on Saturday. And it just gets back to – you know, you can't – it's apples to oranges. You know, the NBA, some guys – and there's probably some personnel guys around the league that don't like their guys competing in the Olympics, which is something that I would think every American basketball player would aspire to. You know what? It's certainly bothering Trey that he doesn't get the chance to represent our country. But, I mean, that is extra wear and tear, and we've seen our play. Hell, we saw it with Bogey. Bogey was breaking down all the time. That didn't help the extra wear and tear. I'm not saying there's wear and tear, but there's still torque, turning, making moves, things you have to do to make, you know, plays in a football game, albeit flag football. So, yeah, who would you want from your team doing it? Now, if you want to let some old G's do it, you want to break out some old retired guys
sure,
you know, to go
sure,
do it,
all good.
Knock yourselves out. But I don't want anybody on an active roster in this.
You think the Bears want Caleb Williams playing?
Yeah.
Do you think Jacksonville wants Trevor Lawrence in this thing? I'm asking. Like,
hey,
seriously.
Let's make it like that. What's the commercial for? I don't even know what the commercial's for. But when they have, like, all the old pros going back to the NFL, we're coming back.
Oh, yeah, that was
and
great.
It's Emmitt Smith and Dan Marino and those guys. No, if Adrian Peterson wants to go play.
Okay.
You know, or Barry Sanders at age – because Lord knows, Barry could probably make some people miss at age 60 or whatever he is right now. But I don't want my regular dudes doing it.
I don't either. 404-726-0929. Is this a bigger deal than what we're making it out to be? Because I Day-Day, where are you at on this? I mean, like, I don't want to be that guy, but I keep thinking, whoop-dee-doo.
No. Like, and listen, to your point, basketball players, they do go out, they play in the Olympics, but football, flag football, you're talking about a completely different monster when it comes to how you moving out there on the turf, field, you know, grass, whatever they're going to be playing on. That's the other thing. You're playing on turf, you're playing on grass.
Yeah,
like,
that's a good
all
point.
That, like, no.
That's a good point.
Keep our guys away from him.
Who was the guy that said he's the genius because his football IQ is just better than Patrick Mahomes?
That was the guy that was the quarterback, one of the flag football
teams. This is the guy who's going to be the captain. We got to find this. Dom's going to find the audio. It's in the computer. This is the man who needs to be leading our effort. And then we can bring out guys from the UFL. And this
at the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game.
We laugh for weeks about that.
You see, it's a different dynamic, Carl. It's a different discipline, flag football. You've got to – one more. Let me hear this. Man speaking wisdom.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game.
That's the man who needs to be our flag bearer walking into the L.A.
I agree.
Coliseum.
I agree.
America.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen.
At the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game. Yeah.
That's right. All right. That's
bro.
Right.
I hear you.
No,
man.
In all seriousness, like Robert Edwards, granted, that was volleyball. That was sand football. He played football on a beach down there in Hawaii. And that's a guy whose career got cut short. So, and we just said, I said it to Day-Day just earlier, they don't even, you can't even play the Pro Bowl now because guys can't go three-quarter speed.
Right.
So why am I going to put guys in a situation where they're going to make cuts and be all torquey with their knees and their bodies playing flag football?
No, I just, I don't know. I don't like it. That's where I'm at. And I don't like it for our team. Saints fans, go send all your guys. All right? Say, go. I'd love to see all of them playing. Right. I don't want to send our guys. 404-726-0929. Mike, one other thing we got to get to, and look, all the conversation about Michael Penix. This is not hype. I think it's real.
Mm.
And we started looking at what Michael Penix did in his college career, and then you look at what he did in those last three games. And the reason why, guys, is this: he continues to be a topic of conversation this offseason. I mean, the owners' meetings are going on, and his name pops up, and all of a sudden you're seeing three and four reports. I mean, I feel like there's this momentum that we're getting, Mike, with this Penix thing. And, oh, by the way, now we got these primetime games. That's going to play into it. But we're talking about a guy that finished with back-to-back 4,000-plus passing yards in those two seasons at Washington and 30 or more touchdowns in each one of them. This guy threw the ball as well as anybody potentially in college football history. Mike threw for over 700 combined yards in three games with the Falcons. So, you know, as he was getting his feet wet, we only got a taste.
Right.
And I'm saying this to tell you guys right now, you better get on the boat. You just better get on the boat now. Because once this thing takes off, Mike, I don't want to hear about, man, I always knew Penix was going to be that guy. We feel really good about where he is. And by the way, Friday you're going to hear an exclusive interview here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game from one of Falcon executive talking about Penix and much more. But I got to tell you, I'm on board. I just feel like this is real.
You feel like, you know, and this, like, again, we can have fun if you want to debate it. Could he have been the man all season long? Would he have won early and then maybe found his way along? Just like Jaden Daniels, you know, they had some games where they, you know, they were able to find a way to win. Either way, now it's his turn, his time. And I can't wait to see this guy, especially how Zach Robinson approaches it. Because remember, you know, the game against the Giants, you're just kind of sort of spoon-feeding the playbook, you know. And then by the time we get to Sunday Night Football, he's got to really hit the ground running.
You're right.
You know, and then he was bawling. Damn, our defense couldn't stop anybody against Carolina. Guys should have, certainly you could have argued he could have gone undefeated as a starter.
Yes.
Because we could have won every one of those games. So that's what I do think that the national media sees Bijan, or the NFL and the schedule makers, they see the potential. And I think they see how just how accurate this guy is. You saw it in that Commanders game. If the Commanders game was an audition for primetime, he passed.
He passed.
One mistake, and then everything else was gold.
Yeah. I feel like this momentum that we're hearing about and people are more interested in it, it's great for the franchise. It's great for our city. Because that's what you want. You want people interested in your football team. And, you know, when we were good and those 16, 17 years and making a run to the Super Bowl and going deep in the playoffs, Mike, it felt good because everybody was interested in what we were doing. I hope we're back on that path to get back to that.
One of the things today, guys, with the NFL, we found out it looks like Goodell is kind of pushing it. Don't know if they'll have enough votes. You need 24 owners to sign off on it. And that would be winning the division would no longer guarantee you a home playoff game. I don't like that at all, Carl, for all the years now. Remember, we haven't been in the playoffs in 7 years.
Yeah.
They're going back to 17. We were the wild card team that year. We beat the Rams, should have beat the Eagles. But I would think that maybe maybe a happy medium, and if we talk to Rich McKay about it, what he thinks about this sometime, the idea that, yes, you want to have that division games, those division rivals matter. So at least give me one round of I might not be the highest seed, but I get at least one home game, and then you can reseed after that first week. How's that sound?
Well, I think that's what's going to happen, Mike. After the second round, you get the wild card weekend, right?
Right.
You get the first round, you get your home game. Second round, and what we're talking about, if under this proposal, guys, you'd have in that second round, and I mentioned this earlier because last year it would have looked completely different than it did, and maybe the outcomes would have been different. But if you're talking about how the playoffs were last year, the Eagles would not have played the Rams. As a matter of fact, the Eagles would have hosted the Commanders. And then the Lions would have hosted the Rams under this new proposal. So you're talking about the team with the best record playing the team with the worst record in the second round. It's all about record. Forget about division. It's just record. And then you get the second best team playing the team with the second worst record. That's how this would look. I like that idea, but I don't like the division not meaning anything.
Right. And, of course, the tush push. Did they use the tush push against us on that Monday night game in Philly?
Yeah, I think they did.
I want to say they did. You know, Carl and I, you're of the opinion you want to see it go away. I remember we talked about it, especially after that NFC Championship playoff where it got comical and for the wrong reasons, where you had like four attempts in a row and just bodies flying. Only reason I'm for it is I hate that somebody comes up with something that works. And they're the only guys that are doing it. If this became like an epidemic, if the entire league was doing it and the TV product started to suffer and the ratings go down because football turns into rugby in the red zone, I'd be with it. But I just felt, man, you know, give credit to that offense and a guy like Jalen Hurts who puts the work in the gym and they can do it. And I just don't know why teams, especially the reason it makes me mad, Carl, Falcons have lost games because we can't get a freaking yard. Think about it, guys. How many times have we had to go finesse and throw a ball on fourth down because we can't get a yard? I just don't know why we can't look at something and say, okay, no, I wouldn't put Matt Ryan underneath there or, you know, pick your guy, you know, maybe it was Mariota or even right now with a guy coming with knee issues like Penix, but you couldn't put one of your better athletes, a tight end, a running back there and push him through? That's just the only thing I don't get. I mean, you're going to smother this thing in the cradle and only one team is doing it.
Aesthetically is my issue. It just – I want to see playmakers making plays in the end zone. I want to see a coach scheme up something that's brilliant, that makes us go, wow, get a guy open. Football, not this for five or six plays. And I think that is why I've become against it. Mm. To your point, though, not everybody did it. Hey, not everybody can do it.
I know we got to catch a break. Grant's coming up. Imagine 2018. We couldn't get the ball. We had those two tries, third and fourth down. Imagine us in Philadelphia, the role reversal. And we had a play like that where we used whoever the guy would have been. You know, I don't know how we would have done it with who we had to use, but Alex Mack would have been the guy pushing.
No doubt. We're coming back. Grant's going to join us, guys. Spencer Strider returns tonight. What to expect with him next?
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What did Zachary Richache accomplish? We're going to tell you in 15 minutes. Stay right there. Right now, let's talk some Braves because they're back in action tonight. Grant, what are you expecting with the return of Spencer Strider tonight?
Yeah, hopefully more of what we saw in that first start back. I think that in some ways you kind of want to temper your expectations, and in other ways it's Spencer Strider. He's one of the most competitive pitchers in baseball, and you kind of just want to see what he's able to do. But clearly a setback to have to sit around for a month and wait to make that second start. But I think there's still a high degree of anticipation around it, obviously, and a lot of time left this season for Spencer Strider to do some important things for this club. So really just taking another step in that direction.
I know as guys evolve and they get injured and they have to maybe change the approach, do you feel, and I know I asked you this before that you had the injury out there in the outfield, but do you think he'll continue to work on that third pitch and maybe even the fourth pitch in his career?
Well, he was working on those in his sim game that he threw on the big field at Truist Park a week or two ago, and that's going to be part of the arsenal. I mean, he's a fastball slider guy, but he's going to throw curveballs and changeups. That's all part of evolving as a pitcher, to your point. And, yeah, I think that he's going to look for ways to incorporate those pitches more, not get away from what makes him so good, and certainly not start throwing other pitches 50% of the time or anything like that, but figuring out what sequences might make him more effective as he does get a little bit older and a little bit more experienced, a little bit wiser perhaps. And I think that that's something Spencer Strider is very serious about, is not just staying the same, but I mean, he said himself, I mean, it's pretty much I believe a quote from him, find a way to get 1% better. So adding some other pitches that give hitters more to think about, that certainly would fall in that category of getting better.
We're talking with Grant McCauley, guys. Braves Insider covers the Braves for us in Major League Baseball. Braves back at it tonight. It feels like that everything that we thought this team would be is all of a sudden coming into focus, right? Strider's mm-hmm. back. Acuña, mm-hmm. and that's my question, is he's on his way back. I heard AA today on the Steakhouse, Grant, yep. and you know he's still not giving us a definitive date. Give me your best-guess scenario.
Yeah, I really feel like we're in that week lead-up. I mean, could he theoretically be back this weekend against the Padres, I guess, but it didn't sound like Alex Anthopoulos was anywhere close to committing to that. But if we're starting to look at next week and he's gotten five or more games under his belt, he's playing back-to-back days in the outfield, which, by the way, he does have to get to a point where he plays nine full innings in the outfield. He's not there yet. I think the next step is seven, would lead me to believe maybe the next one's eight, or maybe at that point they're ready to push him to nine, but there is still going to be some days off in this to manage his overall workload. And then the biggest thing of all of these things is, how does Ronald's body respond to the everyday playing in the outfield? Once they're able to really answer that question with some certainty and feel good about it, yeah, I mean, I can look at the numbers and tell you at the plate, that's very exciting. It's what the Braves are waiting for and anticipating at the top of their lineup. But he's not down there to figure out how to hit again. He's down there so that they can get him the necessary reps so that his body is ready for what is ahead over the next 115 or so games.
Right. So do you just feel there's just going to be some give up on the defense, or just won't be as dynamic as he was even a year or two ago?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, as far as, you know, who Ronald is and how Ronald plays, defensively speaking, he has never been like the standout of standouts. He can make some great plays. There's other plays you look at and you kind of wonder, all right, well, what happened there? But he's got an arm that can make up for some of those. But I'm not really expecting him to come back and win a gold glove. And I think that most people who are kind of honest with assessing him would say that of all the areas of his game that are the most dynamic, his defense is not really at the top of that list. But is he going to be a serviceable right fielder in Major League Baseball? Absolutely.
All right. As we talk about this lineup, Mike and I have had a spirited conversation about, you know, this lineup. And how do you improve it? I mean, obviously, Acuña coming back is one thing. How do you feel about the lineup? Would you do anything differently? And specifically, should Drake Baldwin play more?
Yeah, I think that right now you're in that place. And I talked about this on From the Diamond at great length. And if you missed that, you can find it on the Odyssey app. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts. I mean, I spent more time than I really had planned on trying to dissect and parse through the advantages of being in the position that the Braves are in. I know a lot of people are looking at it and thinking, well, do we really need both of them? You know, the answer to that question might be no. But it could be yes, and the Braves have found out the latter of those the hard way more than once, including last year and no more notable time than in 2021 when they lost Travis d'Arnaud for 3 or 4 months and had what amounted to an open tryout, just a carousel of veteran catchers that they were trying to throw at that problem. And that's where I feel like, you know, even though you've got one guy under a multi-year contract that is coming off a bad year, and look, I said this on my show, I'm From the Diamond, and I'll say it here. Sean Murphy had a bad year last year. Sean Murphy is still a very good player. Both things can be true. And I think as you look at an 850 OPS player in Sean Murphy, who's got 8 home runs and has done some good things at the plate this year and some great things behind the plate and leading the staff, I feel like maybe based on last year, we're still feeling some of the residual effects of just wondering, well, is this guy really that good? I think the answer is still yes. I still think Sean Murphy is a top 3, 4, 5 catcher at worst in Major League Baseball. And with Drake Baldwin, I think you owe it to yourself if you're Brian Snitker or Alex Anthopoulos, whoever's going to, you know, overall try to make the best decisions for this club, find ways to get him in the lineup. And maybe it's as simple as riding the hot hand. If Greg's hitting better right now, finding those 2-3 extra starts maybe in a week that really should go to him rather than Sean Murphy. But knowing that that pendulum can swing right back the other way, because as we've talked about, this first time through the lineup, not to be a wet blanket on this, but he can look great, and then the league is going to get more tape and more, you know, scouting, and they're going to start to approach him differently. And once they do that to Drake Baldwin, where are his adjustments to the league's adjustments going to be, and how fast can he make them? And then I think we're going to find a truer representation over the bigger body of work of what exactly this kid can be. But the answer to the question, I believe, is ultimately he's a very special player.
Yes. Right.
And you've just got to figure out as best you can who needs to get the time behind the plate, because I don't think you're sitting Marcell Ozuna down for either one of them.
Right. And again, I probably need to walk back calling him a bum, Grant, because when I
– I would do that.
Because my thing is always the clutch. I was arguing with some Braves fan. He's talking about exit velocity, and I'm talking about clutch. We were arguing about Matt Olson, who's horrible with runners in scoring position, by the way, this year. But this guy isn't. Sean Murphy actually bats 500 with the bases loaded this year, 280 with runners in scoring position. So I've got to back off the bum thing, but I do love the idea of Drake Baldwin just getting more and more bats. I just hate the lefty-righty platoon thing because it just smacks of the old days of Bobby Cox, which for me just takes me back to Ajita land.
Well, the interesting thing about that, though, Mike, is if you really look at it in a lefty-righty platoon, who should get more of the at-bats?
It would be Drake, wouldn't it?
That would be the strong side of the platoon, right? Because you're going to see more right-handed pitchers than left-handed starters. So there is that. There's some pinch hitting. And I know that over the weekend when Sean Murphy pinch hit for Drake Baldwin, that definitely had some people in their feelings. And, hey, when Drake Baldwin didn't pinch hit the night for Stuart Fairchild, not even the second time, but I was looking at it the first time in like the seventh inning, you know, why wasn't the Drake Baldwin lever pulled at that point? But, you know, there's just going to be a balancing act of trying to figure out the best ways to manage through, you know, who's going to get this playing time, who gets certain at-bats and opportunities and matchups. And it's a good problem to have. It's a first world problem, but nonetheless, you can't play both of them at the same time on the same day unless you really make some wholesale changes somewhere else. So I've heard all kinds of theories, you know, crowdsourced online, on social media, which is always a great place to go for the answers to everything, or in right. other places around town that, oh, well, maybe Matt Olson should take a seat, Drake Baldwin should just play first base, or you just take him in left field and hope it works. I don't think the Braves are anywhere close to considering those kind of options, especially the Matt Olson option. That right. just makes no sense
but
at all.
But Dale Murphy was a catcher, Carl.
He was.
And a first baseman.
Here's the thing that you said, though, that should stay in people's minds. He's a special player. And,
yep.
if we have another special player coming, we've already seen what that looks like with Acuna and you know, others, Money Mike, when he got up. Then you find more time for those guys. And to me, that's where I'm at with this, Grant. I agree with you on everything you're saying, but that part of it is when you're evaluating him and this front office is going, what is he? He's special. Okay, well, then we got to find more time. Let me ask you about the pitcher we're facing tonight, because he's not been good. Mitchell Parker, past four starts, 0-2, 9.68 ERA. I feel good about us getting on top of this guy and maybe Strider having a good night.
Yeah, you know, I think the phrase I used to use was, can you continue the miseries of this guy? Because the Braves would very much like to. I think they touched him up for four runs in, what, four and two-thirds innings when they faced the Washington Nationals at Truist Park. So they seem to have gotten a good look at him before. He is a decent arm, and the Nationals, I think, are a sneaky competitive team. They've got some nice players and pieces, and they're on the rise, but the finishing touches certainly haven't been put on yet. I still think they've got to develop some of their younger guys. You know, James Wood is a very good one to look at for starters that I think is going to garner a lot of attention this year. But they've got to do a little bit more, get a little bit more. The Mackenzie Gores and that trade for Juan Soto in general, I think, is definitely paid off for them. C.J. Abrams looks like a real player, you know, a franchise cornerstone perhaps for them. But there's still some work to do. So it's a tougher club, a more competitive club than we saw certainly last couple of years. And somehow, some way, they've managed to get Patrick Corbin off of their staff and, you know, not have to carry around his 6 ERA and $19 million salary anymore. But all he's done is go to Texas and pitch much better. So I don't know if you can make heads or tails of that, if it makes any sense at all. But I think the Nationals are heading in the right direction, but they're not there yet.
And Grant, real quick, I know we got a bail, but we were talking about Steak's conversation with Sandra and Alex Anthopoulos today, and he were asking about Raisel Iglesias, who's been, you know, a bit inconsistent. Sometimes it's bad luck. But I got to be honest, I wasn't expecting the GM to say, well, you know, sometimes they get worn out warming up. I mean, are we going to go to pitch counts now in the bullpen?
No, but that is a very real factor that oftentimes we don't see, and I can tell you from just talking to different relievers and different pitchers, like when you have to get up and sit down and get up and sit down two, three times in a game, that's not nothing. It may not be a full appearance for some guys. Others, it might, you know, affect their effectiveness, for, you know, a really redundant statement. But I do think it's a factor. And Raisel was used very sparingly early on and then kind of got a bunch of appearances. I don't, and this is to Alex's point, I don't foresee him being this homer prone for the entirety of the season, but he does have to sort something out there because the long ball has been alarming, and that is one of those things you cannot afford at the end of ball games. And really, I talked about this on From the Diamond as well, to bring it to a point. If you can have the last three outs figured out, it makes the other bullpen decisions a little bit easier to reverse engineer. I think that's kind of part of the instability of the bullpen at times, is you're trying to figure out, okay, well, who are we saving for the ninth because Raisel is not going to be available, or we're trying to stay away from him. We're trying to give him a mental and physical reset. Long story short, I think it's a work in progress, but I'm not to that point where I'm ready to hit the panic button on Raisel Iglesias either.
Great stuff, Grant. We'll see what they do tonight. Let's keep winning, hopefully, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, man.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right. That's Grant McCauley. Go check him out, as he said, from the Diamond. And I'm sure you spent a lot of time on it because it's a big deal. You know what else is a big deal?
Testify. Tell me.
Zachary Richachet.
Oh.
What did he accomplish? It's good for us, man. And it says that we got the right guy. We're going to tell you about that and the latest from the NFL owners' meetings next.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Conference finals start tonight, but got to give some love to our guy. Zachary Richaché named to the NBA All-Rookie First Team, and rightfully so. I thought as the season went on, you know, he got a lot better, more confident. Mike, we talked about, you know, his shooting. He's going to be just fine. Now, is he going to be a superstar in this league? Don't know yet, Mike. We have no idea. Mm-hmm. But if you're saying for the growth and development, for the playing time that he kind of got forced into, think about this. If Jalen Johnson is healthy, I don't know if Richaché is asked to do as much as right. he was asked to do this year. And then when you traded DeAndre Hunter, that opened up some more shots as well. And all of a sudden, by the end of the season, you know, you're looking for him to shoot more than you would have expected. But either way, I thought he played well, man, and I'm curious what the growth is going to be in year two for him.
Yeah, Stephon Castle, we all knew he was going to be that dude from the Spurs. Zach Edey, who at times still looks a lot like Frankenstein.
He does.
Our boy Zachary Richaché. Alex, I remember that was a great debate Carl and I had last year before the draft. Is it Alexander, then Alexander, now Alex Sarr? Or Zachary Richaché, Sarr kind of made it sound like he didn't want to be here after playing youth basketball in Atlanta. And Jalen Wells, by the way, from the Grizz, also make the team. But, yeah, I think, you know, it's weird, and it's so Atlanta for some people that want to make it an Atlanta-itis story. Of course, we don't get number one for Wemby or Cooper Flagg. Well, it's the way the cookie crumbled. But as Carl said, we got a good thing in Richaché. I mean, he certainly, imagine this. Imagine if he didn't make the all-rookie team.
Right? Correct.
I mean, this guy did ball out. He did have 30-point games. There were nights where, yeah, certainly in the play-in, you wanted more out of him, but that was his first experience in a playoff atmosphere. Hopefully he gets better.
All right, with that said, what do you like tonight? Conference finals gets underway tomorrow. It's Knicks, the Knicks, baby. They take on the Pacers. By the way, I have that series as a toss-up. It wouldn't surprise me, guys, if the Pacers win. I just think the Knicks are going to get the benefit of the doubt on these calls. What about tonight with OKC and the T-Wolves?
To your point, you can see the home team winning every game in Knicks Pacers.
Yes.
Right? And
yes.
They're coming back to the Garden. OKC is a 6.5-point favorite tonight. We talked about it earlier. At times, the Thunder kind of gets like, who's going to score? You? Him? Me? You know, even though you got SGA. It is funny, though, how it does. Sometimes they just kind of, they kind of get a little tight. So we'll see. I think I'm going to take the Timberwolves in six.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay. Look, I don't know if there's a wrong answer here. I just feel like the momentum that the Thunder have had coming off of a very challenging series with the Denver Nuggets, Mike. Deal is they're 9 deep. They can legitimately go 9 guys on their bench, and there's no fall off. I'm talking about the Thunder.
And Gobert, even though he's a punchline to a joke around the league, the guy's a nice fit for that team.
Yes, he is. And the Thunder play really good defense. The question is going to be: is Ant-Man going to be a superstar in this series? Is he gonna rise above? Guys, when we talk about legends and you know, legacies, Mike, this is when Curry, you know, when they were making their run towards championships, he would do special things. You could say that about LeBron or any of these guys that have won chips over the last few years. That is what makes you special. SGA is playing like that. So is Ant-Man. So I'd like the Thunder to win, but I think it's still going to go to 7. I think it's a 7-game series.
Well, I mean, if you watch, you know, I guess you're not going to have a big night every night, but Jalen Williams, the good Jalen Williams, has got a contract coming. Sometimes he kind of vanishes a little bit. There were moments in this series where Holmgren looked like he was like 85-pound weakling getting thrown around.
He did.
So we'll see. But, I mean, I'll be curious to see how it's officiated. Same thing you mentioned for the Knicks and the Pacers. Because, man, wouldn't that be something if you get Minnesota and the Knicks, and then who won the trade? Was it Julius Randle going to Minnesota, or was it Kat going to the Knicks? That'd be an interesting storyline. And then we'll see how the ratings have gone. You don't have LeBron. You don't have Steph Curry. If you can get the next generation or the casual fan to embrace the next generation of stars, then Adam Silver's going to be like, woo, we're set.
Yeah, I agree. And that's why I think they got to be special. I mean, they can't just have average games when you got a casual fan tuning in going, I haven't seen one Oklahoma City game. Who's this SGA guy? And he goes for 15. That's not going to happen, but I think like that is the one reason why I think those stars have to be special. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Couple other things going on today, guys. Our poll is up, Day-Day, at Dukes and Bell 92.9. It's on X, Twitter. And we're simply asking you, now that the NFL has passed for players to play in the 2028 Olympics flag football, are you for it? And are you for Falcons playing in this? Everybody's asking now what's next for the league after they, you know, approve this. Okay, Team USA is going to be made up of 10 players.
10?
10 players, Mike.
Well, I sure hope they got the greatest quarterback in flag football history.
So, but here's the deal. How many guys are actually going to be from the NFL? This is what I'm talking about. Like,
yeah.
Again, I don't want to downplay this. I get it. Oh, I'm getting a chance to play for the gold. Okay, great. But how many guys are we actually talking about that are going to participate in this?
Well, this is it. Like, I understand why the brand is being built. You're getting people around the world now, in South America,
true.
In Europe,
that's true.
To play flag football. Women are playing flag football. America, we got high schools doing it now. That's great. But I don't want my guys risking an injury. Tell me right now, if you're a Falcon fan, you're telling me that we find out, if Carl and I are talking about this like in a summer from now, oh, Drake London made the cut for the flag football. I don't want Drake London on that team. I don't want Bijan on that team.
No,
I wouldn't
sir.
Want Penix. And I wouldn't want the backups. I wouldn't want Darnell Mooney on that team.
What's up, Darnell?
I wouldn't want anybody on that squad. I mean, you know what I said to Carl? You want to make the UFL matter? Make those yo-yos play. The UFL All-Star team. You get to represent.
At the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game.
It's a very unique game that requires a special IQ. But no, I'm just, I think it's great. I don't care. And it's funny, a guy goes, Mike, you're being very un-American. Did you guys call the show upset that we didn't win Olympic gold in 3-on-3 men's bet? No, you don't care.
No, you don't care.
We don't care. Men's basketball is a thing. Men's hockey is a thing. Women's basketball is a thing. You know? If softball's in the Olympics, of course. But, I mean, this is a gimmick for the NFL to build this brand, and I don't want my guys getting hurt.
Well, everybody's talking about the dream team. I'm like, slow down. Slow down.
A flag football?
Yes. That's what they're talking about, the dream team.
You know what?
Team.
I'd actually rather see LeBron play this game. I'd rather see LeBron, and we always remember our buddy Brandon Adams on Dog Nation. You know, LeBron James was a tremendous wide receiver tight end.
He was.
Could he have been a football player? I mean, let LeBron. You know what?
Dream team.
Dream team.
That's what they're saying, Mike.
That yo-yo we just played from the world of flag football. I want to see play? Let Barry Sanders get out there. Let him run rings around people at age whatever he is, 58.
By the way, if you're interested.
Not my guys.
No, I'm not. Look.
Day-Day, am I barking up the wrong tree on this one?
No, you're not. And in all honesty, I kind of feel like maybe the owners approve this because maybe they feel like, maybe they have a sense that, you know what, most of these guys are
not
going to
participate. Here's the deal, by the way, if you're interested. The current top 10 world rankings for flag football.
Yes, lay it on me.
Because I know you want to know. USA is number one in the men's rankings, Mike. Austria, Mexico,
yes.
Germany, France, Italy, Switzerland, Israel, Panama, Japan. Those are the top 10 men's teams for the 2024 Flag Football World Rankings, if you're interested. By the way, after seeing this list, I could find 5 guys on Peachtree and feel like we could go out and win the gold.
You know who should be playing this after working with them all last week? Abe Gordon should be going out for this team. With his ability and his mastery of all these fringe sports, he watches more ESPN 8 nonsense than anybody. Although I would think, Carl,
he really does.
You could argue the Austrians and the Swiss maybe have an advantage for training at altitude. So let's bear that in mind when you have to play flag. Look, we all
Mike, you know what they're going to say, right? They're playing the Austrian team today. I don't know if they have the athletes, Bob. I mean, this American team is loaded.
I'll give you my starting American team right now. Joshua Dobbs at quarterback. Calvin Ridley at wide receiver.
Oh, you put Ridley out there?
How about that? Yeah, Ovi Mihaly can go play that. We'll get that guy we played the soundbite from. You know,
at the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game.
Thank you. You know, I want to see LeBron James on this team, too.
Ovi's listening. You might be like, yeah, I'll play.
Yeah, man.
It's just, look, I'm just not overly excited about it. Right. I'm sorry. That's just where I am. Go vote on our poll. You guys let us know. You're cool with the Falcons plan. And by the way, if it's this limited, we're only probably going to have one Falcon on the team, if that.
Right.
So who Michael Penix? You going to let him play? What if Penix throws for 5,000 yards next year and everybody's like, oh, he's got to play in 2028? I'm not having it.
If you think about it in a purely roster sense, like right now, who on this roster? No. I wouldn't let any of the rookies play it. I wouldn't. I don't want to. And a guy just hit me up in the text line. Why are you guys sounding like a bunch of, you know, couture's? You're worried about injury. Because look what happened the old Georgia running back, Robert Edwards. He got hurt in that flag football game in the sand. I just don't want to risk it. That's like, I wouldn't want, like, for instance, If you had Ronald Acuna, you come to the Braves, say, I want to play Winter League ball.
Okay.
No, there's no extracurricular. I mean, I know Ron Gant got hurt riding a motorcycle. You can't put these guys in bubble wrap. But no, I don't want guys doing anything.
But a motorcycle is different. Yeah. But here's what I'm telling you.
I don't want these guys doing any of this.
No. Why? This is not necessary. This is an option. It's not necessary. Off-season training is necessary. If somebody, God forbid, gets hurt, Mike, and we get a report 2 weeks from now, somebody was hurt lifting weights or doing some kind of football drills as they were preparing for the upcoming season, we can live with that. You have a hard time stomaching, he's out for the rest of the year, maybe well into the second year for this injury. It's nasty. You're going to be so upset if it's one of our stars. That's all we're saying. This isn't necessary. This is, I would like to participate, but I don't absolutely have to do this. When you're training for the upcoming season, you're training for something with purpose.
Again, LeBron, Ovi, he hate me, Joshua Dobbs.
At the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game.
Yes, Gardner Minshew can go play this. You know, he'll be perfect for this. Desmond Ritter could go out for this team.
Now, they might not win. Hey, man, let's get out of here and clear our throat. Why are you making the team all bums, though? Seriously, like for real.
And the three best players from the UFL.
All right, man. Tomorrow, Day-Day, I know we got a bunch of guests. Just slip in my mind. Jump in here and tell me, man, what we got tomorrow, brother?
All right, tomorrow, of course, we'll have Grant. We'll actually have Josh Kendall on with us tomorrow.
Awesome.
NFL.
Yeah. Awesome. We'll ask him about this. We also will see what the Braves do tonight. Hey, more from the NFL meetings. Guys, this thing tomorrow, we're going to get a lot of information. And look, the tush-push thing hasn't come down yet.
Right.
It still might.
They're going to kill it. They're going to kill it.
I think so. But we're waiting on that. We're waiting on the receding situation. Lots of NFL news to come tomorrow, so make sure you're here starting at 2. Hey, Dom, great job. Turtle Chris has got the night show. Stay right here. He's coming up in less than 5 minutes. Day-Day, our executive producer. Terrific work today. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, you've been following that New Orleans jailbreak? 10 dudes
hilarious.
Who broke out of a county?
Hilarious.
And when they snuck out, they thought they'd leave a note. Too easy, LOL. But, of course, being New Orleans and these guys are in jail, they spelled it T-O. Too easy, LOL. Well, then there were three. Carl, I'm sure you could get some action on this in Vegas right now. Do you want to go with, like, the running man? Will Derek Groves be the last man standing? Or Jermaine Donald? Or the big guy, Lenton Van Buren? There's only three left of the New Orleans 10.
Hey, man, it's time for us to turn the page. I know it's hard. It's tough. Because you see a guy for a decade or more, or maybe you've watched a guy for 20 years, LeBron. It's hard to say, hey, I need some new star power, because you're used to watching those guys. But in these conference finals, you're getting just that. Remember when people said Jalen Brunson wasn't any good? He's the best player on the Knicks. Remember when we thought Ant-Man might be really special? He's turning into that. SGA is maybe the most underrated player in the league. He does not get the love he deserves. Mm. Give these guys an opportunity to give you a chance to steal your heart. Basketball fans, it's time to make a change. It's time for new blood.
Yeah.
Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you don't know what to get Belichick and Jordan for their wedding.
That's not right.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.